And now dictation for Lana, L-A-N-A, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, January 1750. Address as a letter to Dr. Sarbepalli, 866-417-3504. Dear Dr. Sarbepalli, follow up for Mrs. Allen. History of renal failure from interstitial nephritis. Clinical diagnosis based on blood and urine eosinophils and skin rash after exposures to doxycycline. No biopsy was done, last visit in October. Has chronic back pain towards the right hip and right sciatic. Denies anti-inflammatory agents. To see Dr. Ware, W-A-R-E. MRI to be done soon. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. She has chronic incontinence of urine but no infection, cloudiness of blood. Minor edema. Presently no chest pain, palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Is my understanding that since the last time I saw her, she developed a foot ulcer, sepsis, complicated with stroke, pulmonary emboli, was transferred from ALMA to Covenant Hospital in Saginaw, released to Medilac Mount Pleasant, apparently readmitted, eventually Laurels of Mount Pleasant, and now home. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the metoprolol, Norvasc, for blood pressure treatment, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Takes Nuranta, Cymbalta, and muscle relaxant Sanaflex. Remains on a low dose of prednisone. Tramadol as needed. Next paragraph, today weight 194, blood pressure 154.72. Pulse bradycardia at 52, saturation room air at 95%. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear. Bradycardia but appears regular, no pericardial rap. There is obesity of the abdomen but no tenderness or masses, about 1 plus edema. No open ulcers or cellulitis right now and no gross respiratory distress, alert oriented sign 3, normal speech, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is available from May, creatinine 1.2, which is baseline, so I don't see any permanent changes from the recent hospital admission sepsis. GFR at 48, stage 3, a normal sodium, upper normal potassium, normal acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. No gross anemia, hemoglobin was 13.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3. Stable over time, no progression, no symptoms. As indicated above, a prior clinical diagnosis of interstitial nephritis based on rash, eosinophils and blood and urine after exposure to doxycycline. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure in the office is high, needs to be checked at home. There is bradycardia from beta blockers. She's avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Anticoagulation for pulmonary emboli. Other medications as indicated above. Chemistry is in a regular basis. We'll see her back. On the next 4 to 6 months.